Our next report comes from North Shore Community School in Duluth.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of December 14th, 2020. My name is Caleb and I'm your phenologist for this week. The cloud ceiling on Monday was 30,000 feet with 70% of the sky covered. There also are wind gusts of 21 miles per hour. Average indoor humidity is 17%, which is extremely dry. Ava A went ice skating on Island Lake. The ice was smooth and clear as glass. It snowed a few inches at Kate's house. Kendall thinks the snow is perfect for snowmobiling, snowboarding, skiing, and sledding. On Monday the 14th, it was 7 degrees Fahrenheit. Ava A stuck her barefoot in the snow when it was 18.5 degrees. In environmental education, we built small snow igloo-like Quincy's for an experiment on insulation. We found that the baggie of water placed inside the Quincy did not freeze all the way, but the bag of water we placed outside of it was frozen over time. Our conclusion, snow is good insulation. Last week, several neighbors in the Clover Valley reported seeing a magpie in their yards. This is a rare sighting in our area, but sometimes seen at the Saxe Zim Bog in Meadowlands. About an hour away, on Thursday morning of last week, Kendall watched a great gray owl hunt in his yard, catch four mice. Abby saw a red cardinal fly past her window. David saw an owl on Wednesday the 16th. Kendall noticed that it has been snowing on and off all week for a few minutes at a time. Animal tracks continue to tell the story of our nighttime visitors. Small rodent trails can be seen across yards and look like tubes in the snow. William noticed a long trail of snowshoe hare tracks in his field. He has also seen mouse tracks from his house all the way to the neighbors. Fox tracks appeared across Miss Teegee's yard on Thursday the 17th. Sarah has seen lots of squirrels wandering around, leaving footprints all over the place. She also saw a few fluffy rabbits. Cade watched five grouse fly up from the ground while walking through the woods. Rocco has seen a lot of squirrels lately. Adeline spotted a large red fox in her backyard while at her desk distance learning. This includes a phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Good job, Caleb. Thank you for that report. Magpie, that's always exciting. And they continuously get these great gray owl sightings, which is quite nice. And cardinals, lots of things going on over there. Great report. Thank you so much for sharing with us.